Today, in every section of the nation, Americans are thinking of the city of Claremore, Oklahoma, the birthplace of an American who was beloved by millions, the late Will Rogers. His philosophy and his own particular type of humor live on in the minds of those many who knew him personally and of those many more who read his words, listened to his voice, and watched his image upon the motion picture screen. Today in Will Rogers' Oklahoma hometown, a large audience is gathered to participate in the dedication of the new Will Rogers Memorial. In Hyde Park, New York, the President of the United States interrupts the business of the day to speak not only to that Oklahoma gathering, but to the larger audience throughout the nation whose thoughts are in Claremore. As the ceremony in Claremore, led by the Governor of Oklahoma, awaits this message from the summer White House, the President is seated in the library of his Hyde Park home, ready now to take part in the memorial dedication for his old friend, Will Rogers. Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
Friends of Will Rogers, this afternoon we pay grateful homage to the memory of a man who helped the nation to smile. And after all, I doubt if there is among us a more useful citizen than the one who holds the secret of banishing gloom, of making tears give way to laughter, of supplanting desolation and despair with hope and courage. For hope and courage always go with a light heart. There was something infectious about Will Rogers' humor. His appeal went straight to the heart of the nation. And above all things, in a time grown too solemn and somber, he brought his countrymen back to a sense of proportion. With it all, his humor and his comments were always kind. His was no biting sarcasm that hurt the highest or the lowest of his fellow citizens. When he wanted people to laugh out loud, he used the methods of pure fun. And when he wanted to make a point for the good of all mankind, he used the kind of gentle irony that left no scars behind it. That was an accomplishment well worthy of consideration by all of us. From him, we can learn anew the homely lesson that the way to make progress is to build on what we have, to believe that today is better than yesterday, and that tomorrow will be better than either. Will Rogers deserves the gratitude of the nation, and so it is fitting that the dedication of this memorial should be a national event, made so by the magic of radio. The American nation, to whose heart he brought gladness, will hold him in everlasting remembrance.
The President of the United States, speaking from the library of his home in Hyde Park, New York, has broadcast this message to the audience in Claremore, Oklahoma, where the Will Rogers Memorial is today being dedicated, and to the radio audience throughout America, in whose memory Will Rogers still lives. Bob Trout speaking to you from Hyde Park. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.